Good morning and welcome to Car Thoughts with David. I am your host as always, David Calvert. And thank you guys so much for taking time out of your day. Listen to what this guy has to say, you know. And, you know, it's been amazing the amount of interviews. And they're finally starting to taper off a little bit. I mean, I've got some more scheduled, but it's finally like slowing down just a little bit, which is fine. You know, that's fine. You know, because I'm enjoying the interviews, and there'll be more to come. You know, I mean, it's not like it's going to stop. I mean, I've got people reaching out to me wanting to be on the show, you know, so, hey, you know, I'm going to keep on rolling with them. But you know, I thought I'd do something a little bit different today and do a story. Now, I haven't written this story. I have no idea where it's going to go. This is just going to be a story time. Yeah, this is just me telling some story. The only thing I have in mind so far is it's going to be on a... excuse me, sorry, my voice with the rain and everything. Dealing with some allergies. But the only thing it's really going to be so far is it's going to be set on the ocean, on a ship, sailing. So, let's see here. Once upon a time. yeah. The waves have been battering us for weeks. You know, I don't even know which way is up anymore. We can't even sleep in our racks because we'd get thrown out. The storm is relentless. Why did I sign up for this? How did I end up here? On this ship? On these waves? Being tossed about like a plaything? I curse Isaac Newton for discovering gravity. I feel like before that we would not have known, and my stomach would remain in one place long enough for me to actually eat something and not lose it only a matter of minutes later. None of us have slept in days. You know, we tie ourselves to posts and to the walls of the ship so that we can even attempt. But even that's not good enough. You know, we still get thrown about and tossed and turned. The captain said he'd try and get us out of the storm, but it's so big, we don't know where to go. We've tried to turn around, but it seems like the storm just keeps going forever. Are we going to make it? I don't know. If I do make it out, you know, I want to put down roots. I don't ever want to go on the sea again. They say the sea accepts who it accepts, and it tosses out who it tosses out. And I must be one of the ones tossed out. I'm new to this. I'm, you know, just a man at 18. But, you know, many of the veteran men on the ship, you know, have said they've never even seen a storm of this like. And a few have died already. Thankfully, we've managed to keep our strength long enough to keep the boat afloat and to keep the water as much as is possible out. But at the end of the day, it's only a matter of time if we don't get out of this storm. And these high winds and these relentless waves, the ship will lose this battle. I don't know what possessed me to pick this ship, or if I'm even the reason the ship is fated with this storm. All I know is that at the end of the day, I just want to see land again. Or at least peaceful waters, you know, something that would bring me about to a point where I could sleep. You know, my tiredness is overtaking me. My body hurts all over. Every muscle aches and strives for you know, a quiet, calm peace, yet every muscle is tense at every rock of the boat, at every tip, tilt, turn, and drop, as we crash down the sides and the backs of mighty waves that are larger than houses, that are larger than castles. What's this? Everything's lightning. The waves are less. The roaring sound of rain beating the ship relentlessly, trying to drive it to the bottom of the ocean, is going away. I want to rise from my space on the floor. I want to untie myself from the decking under the ship and to rise and see what has happened. There's quiet coming after so much loudness, it's almost deafening. It's, what's this? Cheering. We must be out of the storm. We must be free of its grip. I must get up. I must see this thing. I thought that this was going to be the place where I ended, where my life became no more, where my fire was snuffed out, and the universe took me back into her arms. What are we here but playthings for the gods? Yet they seem to have spared us. The old men on the ship, even the veteran sailors, did not believe we would survive a storm like this. Yet here we are, free of its grip. I slowly begin to untie myself and rise. It hurts so bad. I'm so hungry and so thirsty. It's so hard to get clean and fresh water when you're being pelted by ocean waves, when you're being pelted by rain, beating you so hard that you just want to lay down. When you see lightning bolts that are bigger than anything you've ever seen in your life striking down at the ocean, driving it faster and harder ahead of it. And great wind that is so great it can rip a man from the ship. We were almost dismasted. Thankfully, the captain was able to get the sails down in time, get everything stowed, and get anything that is not necessary to be up, that can be pulled, dragged, or ripped from the ship down. The ship looked so funny without all of the ropes, without all of the rigging, without all of the sails attached. But he had taken down everything and done his best to tie the ship, to hold it, to keep it together long enough so that we could survive, to make it to a destination. We don't even know where our destination is anymore. Most likely we'll have to wait until night falls so we can check our location among the stars. But here we are. We survived. We made it. We're alive. And we can finally have a proper meal and sleep. Yet I do not know which I long for the most. Would it be the sleep or the food? My body is too tired to answer, and so is my mind. It's too driven by this thought of seeing the sky again, seeing the sun, of seeing potentially water that's staying out of the ship, and potentially even land that we can put our foot on and rest on a solid surface, on a solid foundation. I I find that as I climb the stairs, a breeze greets me, a gentle breeze filled with salt air and the sounds of birds are far off in the distance, but they are there, almost as if they were following the storm to see if we'd made it. The captain looks over at me with a grin. He doesn't have many teeth left. He's been a captain and a sailor for many years. But a grin nonetheless, and I'm happy to see it. He knows we're going to be okay, and his reassurance in that smile lets me know that we are really going to be okay. There's probably plenty of days of hard work and repair ahead. The ship still has a good amount of water on board that we will have to bucket out. And that'll take hours, if not a day at least, to get us to the point where the ship is ready to start sailing again. Everyone is going to be working hard. We can't give up yet. But at some point, we will be able to lay down our heads in our racks and sleep. And then someday soon, once we find our bearings and find how far the storm pushed us off our course, to be able to find land. Thank you guys for listening to this story. I hope you enjoyed it. I didn't really know where I was going or what I was doing. You know, I just kind of created as I went. And, you know, just wanted to share that with you guys and do something different, you know, mix it up, you know, and, you know, I spend so much time creating this podcast, sometimes I forget that I need to create too, you know. So yeah, it felt good. It felt really good to just kind of let my subconscious mind take over and just be like, you know, whatever comes to mind, just say it. And it was different. Sometimes that's what you need to do. You just need to go out there and just mix things up. You know, sometimes if you're getting in a slump, if you're getting in a rut, go out there and consume. Go out there and, you know, try something different. Look at the world through a different pair of glasses, you know, or and find that place where you can just be creative. And it doesn't have to be about what you're creating. I've never actually wrote anything more than a short post about a fantasy sailing adventure like this. I was for one of my Create a Great Friday challenges. I wrote about this girl who wanted to go sailing and explore and have an adventure, and she would go hang out by the ships and listen to the stories that the sailors told her, even though her parents told her that she shouldn't do that. And they would tell her these stories about these, you know, just amazing lands and people that they'd meet on their journeys, and she was just captivated by these stories. And it was, you know, maybe 60 or 70 words, maybe 100 words, and then I said, okay, add to it, finish it, you know, keep going, keep telling the story. And that's the only time I've really ever done anything like that. Generally, I stay in science fiction. Generally, I stay in kind of a self-help or a storytelling type of self-help. And, you know, granted, I don't discount the fact that I could eventually write fantasy novels as well. I just never really have tried it. And, yeah, so it was kind of fun. It was interesting because, like I said, I had no idea what I was going to talk about. I'm sitting here driving in my car. And, of course, I left my my actual headset at home, because I recorded a couple episodes actually from my computer, and while I was out on vacation, so all I have is my iPhone headphones, my normal headphones that I was using when I first started this podcast. And, see, I'm sure you guys can hear the Volkswagen just joyfully chattering along in the background, adding to the tale. So, what's holding you back? You know, what's holding you back from creating, from doing that thing that you really want to do? You know, I spoke with a guy at LinkedIn Local, and he was like, yeah, I'd like to write a book about my story, but I want to live a little bit longer. And, experience some more things before I start writing. I want to get some more experience in before I finish writing the book. And I'm like, dude, don't write the book, or don't wait. Do it now. You can always add volumes later and add stuff later. Do another book. Continue the story. But at the end of the day, write it now. I said, you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, you know? And, you know, don't let your fear of that you're not experienced enough, that you haven't seen enough life, stop you from doing something that you really want to do. You know, I am no respecter of persons. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. If you've got the talent and the skill and the drive to do something, go out there and do it. There's really no reason not to. You can, you know, self-publish a book on Amazon and, you know, that's that. You know, it doesn't take very much effort at all. It doesn't cost anything. It's not like you're going to be out a lot of money. So, you know, go ahead and get started. Do it now. Don't let people or even yourself tell you that you're not ready yet. If you are chomping at the bit to write a book or start a podcast or do something like that, do it. I mean, I know several podcasters that are in university, or actually a couple that are in high school still, and they have interviewed people that are just like, blows my mind that somebody that's in high school would have the business acumen and the drive to want to interview like these really, really, you know, impressive CEOs and all this, and start actually trying to build their business and their brand and actually become successful. And they haven't even gotten their diploma yet, you know? I mean, they haven't even graduated high school. So don't let anyone tell you, and most of all, don't let yourself tell you that you're not ready, that you can't, because you're not old enough, that the time's not right. If you're ready to write it, if you're ready to tell it, if you're ready to share it, then do it, you know? I'm reminded of a story I heard about a woman who wanted to write a story about her family. And she really, really, really wanted to write it. You know, she had talked about it for years. And finally, she just went ahead and did it. She was like, you know what? I'm going to write this story. I'm going to write it now. You know, I'm tired of waiting. I'm going to write this story. And she did. And everyone was so amazed. Everyone in the family was so amazed at the book and that she did it and everything. And that she finally, you know, that she accomplished her dream of writing this book. And I want to say, and I don't remember exactly, but only a matter of like a year later, she passed away. You know, she finally had that drive and she knew that she needed to get this done. And she had that fire in her, and within a year or so, she was gone, you know? So don't let that be you. Don't let that be what happens where you're like, you know what? I wish I could have, but it's too late, you know? So that's my advice. You know, I know I got a little heavy there at the end, but, you know, it's true. None of us know how many days we have on this earth. Nobody knows how many minutes we have. You know, so do everything that you want to do and live a life without regret. Don't sit there. And one of the biggest things that you know, and this is something I told this guy about writing his book, is, you know, I saw this interview where they interviewed people in nursing homes and in retirement villages and ask them what's the one thing they missed out on, or that they wish they, you know, what's something they regret, or do they have any regrets? And none of them said, oh yeah, I wish I would have bought this, or I wish I, you know, that Ferrari, I always wanted to get that, or, you know, none of them said anything like that. It wasn't about material things. It was like, I wish I would have spent more time with my family. I wish I would have followed my dream and become a jazz musician, or, you know, went out there and wrote that book, or, you know, didn't listen to my parents and traveled the world. And, you know, it was all stuff where it was like, I wish I would have done these things and these life experiences that I now cannot have because I'm too old to do them. You know, it wasn't about money. It wasn't about fame and fortune. It was about, you know, things that they knew they should have done, things that they were put on this earth to do, that they believed that they were put on this earth to do, and they didn't do it. So, you know, guys, go out there and don't let anything stop you from trying. Because if you succeed, you know, anything's possible, you know. Don't let fear of failure, or fear that someone's going to make fun of you, stop you, or fear that you're going to fail yourself, and that you're going to be so ticked off at yourself and that you even tried it, because you're like, well, now, gosh, you know, I've done all of this and I failed, and, you know, now people are going to be like, oh yeah, look at that David guy, you know, I just went out there and did it, you know, I finally got over my fear that people were going to make fun of me for writing a science fiction novel, and I did it. So if I can do it, you can do it. So that's my words of wisdom. Again, I hope you enjoyed the story. I hope you enjoyed all of the show. I hope you enjoy the show, period. All the interviews and everything. And I hope you guys have a great day. Car Thoughts out.
Hey, everybody. David here. Do you guys like science fiction? If so, I just released a novel. It's called Hurtling Toward a Home, A Story of Hope. It's set many hundreds of years in the future when Earth just couldn't support us anymore. We thought we had more time. We didn't take it seriously. We didn't listen to what was being said. And now we have to suddenly build ships and figure out a place to go, but where? So we decide to just go everywhere, to just send ships off in every direction that any scientist has ever said could potentially support human life, to give us the best chance of survival. We're going to try every planet. So we built ships and loaded supplies and robots on them and shipped them ahead to try and prepare and test the planets to make sure that they were suitable, as we were building our fleet to leave for our great exodus from Earth. This particular story follows one ship, the Hope, and one young man, Jonathan, as he's always dreamed of living this life of adventure from what he's seen from old Earth movies and read in novels. And he longs for that type of an adventure. He longs to set foot on a planet. And yet, he is not. But after his 16th birthday, he gets sent off on a secret mission and an adventure that he never thought he would ever be able to live. I am so excited to share this journey with you guys, and I thank you guys for checking it out. Again, Hurtling Towards a Home, A Story of Hope by David Calvert.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.